Rick Young, you're the president of the Timmins Food Bank?
President of Timmins Food Bank, yes.
Okay. So tell me about these new digs.
Well, I'll tell you, we've been working on this for 3.5 years. We just outgrew our other place. We're very fortunate to team up with DSAP. They bought the building, and we signed a lease for the back part here for our spot here. So we're here for the long term.
So obviously more space. Any other advantages to where you were?
Well, I'll tell you right now, we've got 1, 2, 3 other storage locations where we're out for food. And what happens, we have to handle that one item 7 times before it gets to the end user. So this way here, by having all our food, will be here. We'll handle it 3 times, that's it.
That's pretty good. So a lot less handling,
we're just getting too old. We couldn't handle that stuff that many times. We're just waiting now for walk-in fridge and walk-in cooler. That's going to be ordered very shortly. It's going to go right in along here. It'll take that almost that whole wall.
Okay. So you're going to be able to store dairy products and meat and stuff. Could you in the other place?
Oh, definitely, yes. We've got right now 15 freezers.
Okay.
But this walk-in freezer, that'll eliminate all of those.
Yeah. Is there an advantage to how you can, how people can come and pick up the food, your clients, I guess?
Well, I'll tell you, it works great here now. They come in the front entrance, they register, they walk back out 10 steps outside, and they pick up their food. So that way there's people don't have access to the food bank. Just between you and I, what was happening, we get an awful lot of physical abuse and verbal abuse and also physical. We've had to call the police a couple of times, and the first thing the police say is, why do you let them in? But they're set up before we had to let them in. But right now, they don't get into access to the food bank.
So more efficient and safer for food bank volunteers?
Oh, definitely. It's good for the volunteers. The way we set it up now and issue the food, we've got everything a lot of it's actually made up right here. Here's my brother Jim.
Yeah. Hi Jim, we've met.
And John.
Hi John.
They're a pair of people, I'd say. They're they stick together.
We're workers.
Oh, what?
Somebody's got to do the work. Eh? Yeah. All right, so oh wow. Holy crow. Yeah, I can see how this would be much better.
Oh, we've got just up to those banana boxes. That belongs to Any Coalition Hunger, but we've got this whole section here.
Okay.
Wow. That's what I'm saying, Bob, when they come in, this thing here swings over here and locks in place.
Yeah.
So they come in, they register, they go right out that same door, and there's a spot right here. We have a fella here, he hands the food right out through here.
Wow.
So they don't need access to the food bank.
Tailor-made. What about the number of clients that you're serving? Has it gone up, or do you expect it to be going up? Or
The numbers?
Yeah.
They're going up, unfortunately. We're getting, I can understand it, 5 and 6 new families every week. I don't know what happened, but before COVID, there used to be 70% families and 30% individuals using the food bank. Now it's completely reversed. It's 70% individuals and 30% families. And nobody can understand. I can't understand why.
No, for sure. All right. Anything you want to add about the move or about what you're able to do or what you need donated right now?
Well, I'll tell you right now, canned stew, canned pasta, cookies, fruit cups, is stuff that we can use right now. We've let our storage up there run out, and we were bringing stuff in here. DSAF were lucky enough to let us in here before we actually had to sign the lease. So we've been putting stuff in here for the last 5 months. We had that big fireman's food drive. It's the biggest one of the year, and we unloaded it all here. We had, it was 35 students and whatnot, students, and they had it all put away in the same day.
Wow. Wow, that's good stuff.
And like I said, with everything on skids, we got a Raymond stacker. There's no more heavy lifting. You just have to do a lot by hand.
Can people bring their donations right here?
Oh, yeah, they can bring donations, drop them off. Best time to come is Wednesday morning when we're open. If they don't, we can pick them up. You just call 264-0953, leave a message, and we'll definitely pick any donations up.